we expect that the Commission this time around, they should act independently as an institution that is carrying our interest first, and as an institution that makes sure that we have a free and fair elections. What have been happening in the past, when they call such a meeting, what has been happening is that they've been imposing a decision that they've been made amongst themselves as a commission, and not what they haven't been doing a consultative among the stakeholders. So what we expect from them this time around, the people of Zambia and even political parties expect that they ask us questions what we are not comfortable with when it comes to this process. There are many things that we are not in agreement with them, but
previously the Electoral Commission says that it engages all political players and other stakeholders to address their concerns before the elections. Specifically, what are the major concerns that you want the Electoral Commission to address as they prepare for the elections?
Good question. Number one, a level playing field of when it comes to campaigns, meetings and whatnot. And we don't want to find ourselves in a situation that the ruling party is campaigning more than the opposition political party. In summary, we want to know how we're going to campaign during this COVID period, and also how are the police going to handle the Public Order Act during this same campaign. And also addressing the political violence. When a party is involved in a political violence, because they as a commission have a mandate to act and disqualify a political party that has been found themselves in electoral malpractices. And electoral malpractices does not exclude political violence. It does not exclude bribery that we've seen in broad daylight that the ruling party and its party officials and government officials have been distributing handout money.
There have been instances cited where Hakainde Hichilema, the presidential candidate of the joint alliance between yourself and the UPND, is cited for handing out cash to supporters as well.
I will tell you what they have been referring to as President Hakainde has been issuing money. There is a term in Zambia called kusowela. Kusowela, it only happens when, let's say, you're having an event meeting, when somebody has danced. It's an African culture. You can give them money to appreciate of the dance that they've given you or an activity that they've given. But what we have seen from the ruling party itself, there is an institution, a government institution. It is called a DMMU, Disaster Management Unity. They have turned that institution into a campaign command center where they're distributing now everywhere, mini-mail, everywhere, using that institution.